Good morning, 7:35. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. As Florida begins to implement new education standards known as Common Core, the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, the FCAT, is going away. But in its place, what exactly? The man in charge of K-12 education in Florida will soon have to come up with an answer. It is a multiple-choice question, and Education Commissioner Tony Bennett has a number of things to consider before making the choice. Sammy Mack and John O'Connor with State Impact Florida take a look at the options.
Students and parents know FCAT, but the new 800-pound gorilla in Florida education is PARC.
And PARC stands for?
That stands for Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. Florida is one of 20 states designing the PARC exam.
The test is tied to shared education standards adopted by Florida and 44 other states. It's known as Common Core. One big goal of the new exam is that students in Apalachicola would be able to compare scores with those in Atlanta or Albuquerque.
The idea is, if states have the same test, they'll compete against each other to have the best schools.
But Alabama, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania have gotten cold feet. They're dropping PARC for other tests.
Florida is taking a second look, too. Here's Education Commissioner Tony Bennett.
We have to get the assessment right, whether that's PARC or whether that is a different assessment system that other states are, frankly, looking at as well. If you were to ask me item number one next 30 to 60 days, that's item number one. We have to make that decision.
So what's the problem with PARC?
One is the price. PARC hasn't yet said how much its tests will cost, but whatever the amount, Oklahoma officials think they can design a test for less money. Another problem is adding testing to school schedules. PARC means more testing days and longer tests, nearly 10 hours for 11th graders.
That's an hour and a half, 2 hours more than the current average for most students. Bennett has a few choices. The first is to go with an exam designed by a major testing company. Alabama picked ACT, the same company that produces the college entrance exam. Other companies are preparing competing products.
A second option is for Florida to go the Oklahoma route and design its own tests. Kentucky has already done this. They were the very first state to adopt the Common Core standards. Educators there designed the first exam to test the new material in 2012. The tests are harder, and as expected, student scores dropped. Still, Kentucky officials are pleased they developed their own test.
This gave us a fresh start right at the very opening moment of the Common Core adoption.
That's Ken Drought with the Kentucky Department of Education.
The pressure's off of us because we have the test in place.
Kentucky's decision has worked out, but others say it would be a big mistake for states to go their own way on testing.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is spending tens of millions helping states, school districts, and teachers' unions prepare for Common Core. Scott Hill with the Gates Foundation says states can be sure that PARC's test will be accurate and effective.
When another state tells you that they went and they took an existing state test and they did their own alignment to it, and say now it's a Common Core test, it's really hard to believe that. What we want to do is create that culture of quality across all states when it comes to these new tests.
And that brings us to Tony Bennett's third choice, which is to just stick with PARC. States across the country will be watching. If Florida stays with PARC, it may persuade other states to stay the course.
If Florida goes a different way, other states might also drop the PARC test. And it would be tougher to compare Florida students to those in Georgia or New Mexico. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
And I'm John O'Connor.
There is a video showing many of the differences between FCAT and PARC and much more coverage of Common Core on our State Impact Florida website at WUSFnews.org.